Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. That's what I get that all the time, folks. Mr. Humble, welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. And the only person who might get that more often than me is our next guest. Rich Galen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, now in his 10th year as a member of our Brain Trust. And he's served us well, folks, from Washington to Baghdad and back over the years, and wherever else we may find him. He is the writer, the publisher, the janitor over at the thrice weekly cyber column Mullings.com. He is he's a seasoned veteran of the political world as a Republican strategist, and he, as he says, he spins to the right. He's our good friend Rich Galen. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Rich, big doings these days in Washington. A lot of drama, primarily because the Congress in 2010 didn't pass a budget, which was their singular job on planet Earth of their work, was to fund the government. They did not pass the budget for fiscal 2011. Last year, and so here we are, halfway into the fiscal year, still without a budget, a bunch of continuing resolutions, they call them CRs, and now we're coming to this impasse where the government might actually be shut down any day now, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, what they didn't pass were the appropriations bills. There are 12 appropriations bills that are supposed to be passed by the House, the Senate, and signed by the President every year, and that's what provides the specific funding for every department, agency, you know, whatever the commission, whatever these things are. And they didn't pass any of them last year.
And without the politics, this is supposed to get done in the fourth quarter of the fiscal year, previous to the new fiscal year.
That's right, because the fiscal year ends on September 30th. But it's kind of an odd calendar because they have the long August recess. And it's not just Democrats, although the Democrats are singularly responsible for this nonsense because they didn't pass any bills last year. But the Republicans have been just as recalcitrant.
Mm-hmm.
But what they should be doing is here we are in April, almost mid-April, and they should have the easy ones out of the way, the Interior Department, Transportation, the ones that they, you know, it's really sort of, you know, either plus or minus 5% from last year, and you just kind of stick it in the drawer and say, okay, that one's done. And then you can kind of hang on for the State Department, Defense, you know, the big things. The stuff that is not in these appropriations bills, because they get passed every year, that you can either fund or defund, are what are called the entitlements. And this is Social Security, Medicare, right. Medicaid, those sorts of things. That really are, and defense, which are about 80% of the budget. So what we're really arguing over is a relatively small percentage of the total federal spend, but they just can't get it done.
Rich, that's, and I appreciate that, and you did a good job of explaining that, but that's kind of in the weeds. What we really want to know is, are the Republicans going to shut the government down? And if they do, who's going to get blamed for it?
As we are talking on this radio program at this time, I would say yes, it's going to shut down. But when I say that, remember, in this particular instance, just because of the calendar, the existing, as you properly called it, the existing continuing resolution expires on Friday. So even if they do shut it down, you get Saturday and Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and I can tell you that there's not much traffic here in Washington on Saturdays and Sundays, no matter what, unless it's the Marine Corps Marathon.
Right.
And my guess is even if they do shut it down, they'll gather themselves and get the thing back up and running by Wednesday or Thursday of next week. So you really only have.
But is there political? Days. Is there going to be a political price to pay for that?
Yeah, well, I think I wrote a column, Jim, and I actually called for the Congress to shut, for the Republicans to shut the thing down on this basis that everybody's talking about this, like, you know, this is the do or die budget, and it's not.
Right.
This is just to fund the Congress or the government for the last 5.5 months of this fiscal year. We haven't started on 2012, so I compared it to the battle for Northern Africa in World War II.
Right.
It was pretty exciting, and it introduced some, you know, kind of big players into the game, Rommel and Montgomery and Patton. But the big battle, the big thing was the invasion of Normandy.
So you're
Ryan
saying they should? You think they will shut it down?
Yeah.
Who will be the winners and losers over this?
I think everybody will be a winner and a loser, because their base will rally behind them.
So once again, folks, the ugly political head rears up, and you and I are the losers, I think. The citizens, the voters, we're the losers. 20 Tails, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.